God bless you. With that said, I want to welcome everyone out there, wherever you may be, right? The D-Life crowd. I want to welcome everyone watching on Rumble and the Foxhole, right? The pill.net interface. And welcome to wherever you may be watching, recorded, live stream, you know, the BitChute crowd and Gab TV, right? Or wherever else, right? Thank you for joining me tonight. All right, folks, tonight is, you know, the last show I'll do this week due to the Patriot Voice event in Las Vegas coming up. Be aware of that. Right. That would be this event that we have been talking about right here. This is a Patriot Voice event. You can check out the itinerary for the event. Speakers will be on the table. You know, will be out on the stage Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So I will come back hopefully on Monday night with a live stream. Hopefully, right? We'll see, you know. Again, people, that's the Patriot Voice event coming up real soon. Meanwhile, we are in a precipice. You guys know it. I was busy all day. I got a chance to watch the news. All right. And, you know, I'm looking at what's happening. The enemy is doubling down. Let me make this point. This is probably the big point I want to make tonight. And if you have questions, you know, throw them out. Right now, it occurred to me before going live, either the enemy is going to win. I said this last year. When you think in terms of all or nothing, then logic kicks in. And then you'll see it more clearly. Either they win or we are going to win. And if the art of war is worth anything, right now we're winning the war. We're allowing them to think that they are winning with this obvious election steal. The art of war and hybrid warfare that we are in does indeed require critical thinking. Either they're going to win and we are going to be their slaves. Bah! Yeah, right. Or we're going to win this war. Think about that tonight, because, and I kept saying this before, but I want to mention it tonight to put it in your head before we go on this break, that, right, I said it many times before, we are on a one-way street, winner take all. So if you think that they're going to win this war, fine, you're allowed to think that. But I cannot logically be convinced of that. Right? Master Builder says it had to be this way. And the dedicated Ladybugs is here. Says, I am so glad I stocked up on essentials for several months. But did Ladybugs come to prepare with Truth and Art TV? Just kidding, right? All right, let's see here. And FEFTT says, I think we're going to get a big Christmas gift this year. Fourth quarter, not football. Many times, says Bernie, as a slave. Ha, ha, ha. Exactly. Can't see that happening anytime soon. Exactly. 0% chance. I love the, you know, my vision of the afterlife is way too vivid for me to ever be someone's slave. And so should yours. And that's why, people, understanding salvation and spirituality is so critical. All right. And we're going to show everyone quickly a couple stories that you're going to get. I mean, again, people, one-way street, all or nothing. The enemy is quadrupling down. They don't care. It's laughable. And here it is, people. We've been talking about, let's go through, I'll be on the lookout for some of your questions. Here it is, continuation of everything we've been saying about the global warming, this climate cult, and this agenda. Here it is, people. Biden pitches his Build Back Better agenda in Scranton. Quote, we will take literally millions of automobiles off the road. Off the road. You and what army? This is all they're feeding off off of the climate cult, this operation. You guys know that. But we're just going to whip through a few articles so we can get, just, you know, see what people are saying. Ah, there it is. 25,000 people expected at climate cult summit. This party in Glasgow, including Biden and long-lost Transportation Secretary Buttigieg. Ladies and gentlemen, they're all going to be gathered in this one location. Any questions that the Patriots believe in God and we are allowing Scripture to lead the way? Yeah, any concerns with CO2 will be ignored when traveling to and from the event, of course. But again, people, if the Patriots were as evil as the CIA's alternative media would have you think, by the way, I'm not going to get into the topic now, but be aware of that, that the Patriots, they think that we're all stupid, and they often, you know, they think that Trump is part of the deep state, everybody's part of the, according to CIA's alternative media, right? If the Patriots were even a fraction of the evil that CIA's alternative media people think that they were, I mean, come on, with Space Force on our side, how about one laser, you know, we'll get conspiratorial, right? You'll throw a directed energy laser beam at this event, people. Boom, right there, all the problems of the world will be solved with one nuclear bomb. Boom, detonated right there at this location. Goodbye. I know people, you know, the enemy's going to say that I'm calling for violence. I said, hypothetically, if the Patriots were really evil, but they're not. And that is why we were told, put on the whole armor of God. This is, we're letting spirituality, we're letting God lead the way. If we weren't, people, they'd all be dead. You kidding me? You're going to get all these people in one location? Come on, people, laugh out loud. It's laughable. We would destroy these demons. You take them all out, boom, life, all of humanity will be celebrating, boom. They're all going to be there. Just be aware. I'm just throwing that out. You know, it's a logical thought. It's proof, once again, that we're not, if we were about offensive attacks, that's the point of all this. If we were about offensively attacking people, they wouldn't be around. All they have to do is activate all the Patriot veterans right now, tonight. We deal with all these, done. And we'll put Antifa in an incinerator just for extra, you know, just for bonus. We'd wipe all of Antifa out, but with plenty of veterans. We're everywhere. We love America. We love Trump. We would solve the problem, but we're not about the offense. This is a spiritual battle. We're going all the way with this hybrid warfare. We're sticking. We're trusting God. We're trusting the plan. We're trusting humanity. We're trusting that this great awakening is the real deal. You know, think about it. Right? Somebody says, love veterans. What I'm saying is a logical argument, people. If we were even a fraction of evil, we would take them all out. I mean, come on, folks. All right? And then we have this. Take a look. There is a $102 million nationwide initiative to build pipeline of equity-focused social justice warrior K-12 school principals. Think about it. I'm only putting this up tonight. I don't care about the details. Just be aware of this, people. That this is, again, all or nothing. This is what I'm saying. One-way street. They're going for it all. There is one thing that bothers me about this storm that we're never going to get it back. I'm always mentioning it, so I'm mentioning it. I'm going to mention it again here. And that is right there. That irreversibly many children have been sacrificed for this hybrid warfare, for this, right, this art of war. Because we could talk about art of war all you want. The innocent children that are brainwashed with the climate cult and are being brainwashed into becoming racist, and they're being brainwashed with fear of the virus, and brainwashed that government controls you, it's whatever the government says, not what your parents are, and brainwashed that it's normal to be a tranny and there's 150 genders. Those children, they're never going to get their childhood back. So they were the children, I'm saying it tonight, are the big losers of this World War III. By far, they are the big losers. If you're a child, right now you've gone 2 years wearing a mask and being isolated, and your life is horrible. I mean, think about it. The agony that children are experiencing, there are no words for what is happening. We are experiencing a child psychological holocaust. Yeah. I like it when I make up phrases in the middle of a show. Let me write it down. A child, maybe I'll paraphrase it later on. A child level psychological, I'm writing it down, holocaust. Yeah. I like it when, that's what this is, people. Yeah. A child level check a psychological holocaust that we're the adults that are not involved in the holocaust, we're like observing it. Wow, think about it. Because if the patriots had thought about this psychological children holocaust, they may have resorted to Plan Z and say, you know what, for the children, let's just do it offensively. Boom. But somebody in that meeting said, but yeah, the children, we could potentially try to recover and let God save these children later on in life. But if we do an offensive attack, we're not going to be able to dig out the roots, you know, like the wheat in a field. You can't dig deep enough. And if we do an offensive attack, by the way, so everybody knows, that's another big reason why the Patriots they resorted to this art of war. Any sort of offensive attack, and like three quarters of the New World Order would have gone up, they would have gone underground. Me, oh no, I'm with the Patriots, but they're real, and we'd have gone through this whole cycle all over again. In other words, the deep state is really super deep, ocean deep. That has a lot to do with everything that's going on. All right, think about that. And while you're thinking about that, look at this. The Queen welcomes John Kerry, Bill Gates, and others. Again, the computer repair guy all over the place who thinks he's a doctor. Just be aware that now the computer repair guy with the psychological problems is making big moves, meeting with the Queen while this big situation is going down for the climate cult where they are. And again, people, just in case anyone's new to this channel, this meeting with the climate cult and Bill Gates and the Queen, all these things that are happening, guess what it has nothing to do with? The climate. Anyone who's stupid, if you believe this is about the climate, you're stupid. I'm saying it. Goodbye. This is about the Great Reset. This is about control. This is about the New World Order. They're not talking about the climate. As soon as it's like the mask, people. Yeah, as soon as the cameras are not rolling, they take the mask off. They know it's a joke. Same thing. As soon as the cameras are not rolling, they're laughing at this idea that anyone would believe that the Earth is warming. You think they believe it? They know the whole science is a hoax. There's a whole process to how they funded the global warming hoax. But anyway, people, I'm just throwing this out. There it is. Be aware of they're making big moves. They're all right there, broad daylight, one-way street. Don't let anyone fool you. Meanwhile, let's just take a look at we know that Iran and China were the big main players in the election fraud, right? Don't believe it? Talk to right? Mike Lindell. He'll tell you. Bye. And so, I'm just going to draw a couple of headlines. There it is, people. The U.S. military base in Syria attacked by the big beneficiaries of the election steal-backed militia. Drone strike. No U.S. casualties reported yet. But again, when you see Iran or China, just think the main perpetrators of the election steal and the beneficiaries of the election steal. Think about it. Same thing with this one. Breaking. Oh, we already went over this, but now it's coming out that China conducted 2 hypersonic weapon tests over the summer. Think about that, right? And there it is. You guys know I like my Taliban headlines. Why? This is a perfect reminder of who did 9/11. Wake up! And by the way, people, I updated my 9/11 page on like multiple levels today. If you ever get bored, you might say, let me go to this Truth in RTV 9/11 page. Boom! See what you think. But anyway, this is, again, a reminder of who did 9/11. If the media is lying today and they love the terrorists, again, don't forget, people, a week ago, right, we said it on this channel, the Biden crime team came out and said, you know what, we had a nice meeting with the Taliban that was very respectable. Remember that? And now, there it is, people. Taliban gives cash reward to terrorist families, heroes of Islam. There it is. Don't forget. They're laughing, all of us. They're laughing at us. And they roll out Raggedy Ann every day to laugh at all of us. How do you know the great, this Green New Deal, this whole thing that's going on, it's not going to impact the taxpayer? Oh, because it won't. Shut up. Next question. Remember that one yesterday? That's how it is, people. They're laughing at us. And there it is, people. You know, I'm not even going to show you the, I can't stand this image. But I'm looking at an image, at a headline that reads, report, White House weighs deploying National Guard to confront supply chain crisis while Pete Buttigieg is missing in action. This, right? Well, you know, there you guys know. I mean, this homosexual, mentally retarded, whatever this guy is. But I don't even want to glorify this, just in case there are children watching. But there it is, people. While he's MIA, just like Mansuit, Harris, MIA at the border, boom. They're laughing at us, and now they want to use the National Guard. So can anyone see what they are doing? People, they're using, again, if you are in the National Guard and you are helping here, you are committing treason. Come to Las Vegas in the show this weekend and get in my face and tell me that I'm wrong because you're committing treason. You know, I'm just kidding. All right, folks. Anyone supporting this, wake up, National Guard. They're using you guys. You guys are getting played. They're using the National Guard to roll out the New World Order. They're saying, come on, National Guard. We're going to fire great men and women, but maybe you guys can fill in the Hulk so we can get our New World Order. Come on, National Guard. We need to get our New World Order done. Work with us. That's what's happening. And now they want to plug the National Guard to protect, to do damage control on the imagery of this fake regime. Anybody in the National Guard supporting this and not doing what that officer did last night, saying, I'm signing off, I'm National Guard, I'm not doing it. Goodbye. Boom. That's what we want to see. Join the awakening. You're either with us or you're with them. Can we please? All right, folks, I'm getting excited. We need a movement to let the officers, let the firefighters, especially the National Guard, that if you support this regime, you are against we the people. Don't forget what Wendy Rogers is saying. We have a brand new republic on the rise. Hey, National Guard, you're either with the republic, you're either with us, or you're with them. Think about that tonight. I'm fired up. And, you know, kudos to In-N-Out. They are taken. They know whose side they're. Forget, again, people, this is black and white. You're either with us or you're with the enemy. Period. And again, let us begin to expose the people in the National Guard that are going along with this. Say no. Too bad. Everybody dies. Or, excuse me, everybody starves if we have to. Let the supply chain. Because that's going to be the precipice. I'm going somewhere with this, people. By the National Guard not complying, that is going to bring us, folks, it's going to bring us, we're going to sprint to the precipice. And we're going to get our new republic. Hey, National Guard, can you please stop interfering with our new republic? That's what's happening, people. When you hear the, I'm just throwing this out for your consideration. It's time for paradigm shift. I'm introducing a paradigm shift on this Wednesday night. The National Guard supporting these operations saying, I guess I better go. You are with the New World Order and you are delaying the precipice, which is the point that we need to get our new republic. We have a brand new republic is in the womb. It is being fed by the umbilical cord of we the people and our quest for freedom. We are the umbilical cord of the fetus that is the new republic. Are you getting this? Trump is providing the kicks when the fetus starts to kick. Trump is doing that with these rallies, reminding you that something is about to give birth, but he doesn't want to say too much because the enemy, actually, people, if you read, I just thought of this now, if you read the Bible, it's the same thing when Moses was born, same thing when Jesus was born. Kill every baby! They're looking for there's a pregnant woman somewhere that's going to give birth to the Messiah. Kill them all. Kill all the babies. The enemy knows that something is trying to give birth. They know that. Think about it tonight. So does In-N-Out. They know what's happening. God bless the owners of In-N-Out. They're making big moves. San Francisco closes In-N-Out after company defies vaccine men. Great. I want to eat a burger tonight. Yeah. So be aware of that. All right. And, you know, we're going through, for anybody, we're walking through the Great Reset. And look at, speaking of fries, look at this demon. The Mayor de Blasio announces new vaccine mandate for all city workers. Eliminates testing option. Bah! And if you are a city worker and you're going along with this, you are with the New World Order. I don't want to hear it. Goodbye. Yeah, you know, it's time for us to take a stand. I despise this woman. She's in the top five, I think. But anyway, there it is. She's out again. Walensky, Satan's Walensky, she's coming out, says all children should be forced to wear face masks in schools. Remember, once again, people, this is about control. Only about control. And by the way, this headline reminds me that this, as you could see, speaking of children, I guess tonight children is the theme. This whole war, whether it's the global, the climate cult, they're structuring the beast system is a system that is only focused on the children. It's not just the human trafficking. They're targeting the children with everything. They won't leave the children alone. So we come full circle. What did I just say? This is the one thing about this storm. Now, I don't care what anybody in the military, I don't care what any White Hats, Q team, it doesn't matter. Anything they say is going to be empty words. This war has been a nuclear bomb on children. And we can only do is trust God that God will provide some sort of healing for these children. Some sort of way for them to get their minds back. I mean, these children are gone. Goodbye, people. This New World Order has destroyed the lives of children. Shocking. Just shocking stuff. Think about it. So we come full circle, right? With this Walensky headline. Think about it. All right. And rounding out tonight, you know, we see right here, right? David's Law. Tory MPs push, right? Bojo, Mr. Johnson, Boris Johnson to end online anonymity despite no known connection to suspected terror attack. So they're using the murder of this politician, right? Last week? This basically, this terror attack. Right? They're using it, right? The killing of this Sir David Amess, which we didn't cover here, but, you know. They're using it to say, you know what? Let's get rid of online anonymity. And this guy is probably going to go along with it. Just think about it. All right? And to wrap up tonight, there it is. One-way street. The fake committee. Look at that. 9-0. January 6th committee votes 9-0 to refer Bannon, Steve Bannon, right? To the Department of Justice to face criminal contempt charges. Is anybody, again, people, 9-0. Laugh. This is a clown show. It's not going to work. It's a type of red line. I said it last week. And yesterday we covered this interesting article, right, from Politico saying that, you know what? What they are trying to do has never been pulled off by anybody. This could turn into litigation that could last years. I think that Bannon knows this, but either way, people, there it is. They're all coming out. If the House approves the referral, will be sent to the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C., which will ultimately decide whether to press charges against Bannon. Bring it on. I love that Bannon's not going along with this illegitimate. Bannon knows Trump's coming back soon. We're not playing around. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nobody walks away from this. Bannon knows this, people. Right? And then we have this Democrat proposed bill to federalize U.S. elections fails in Senate. Another failure. All right? And what else? We have this Washington Post. There it is, people. Again, another leak by the Patriot. This is every other day. Every day at this point. This is how I operate from logic and reason. This is how I know that the Patriots are going to win this battle. And this is just another example, people. Now the Washington Post is coming out. Official. There it is. Another leak. Think about it. Leak shows Biden's record migrant inflow. And we're getting a lot of leaks about what's happening at the border. We've been covering it all this week. Biden's deputies have invited roughly 570,000 migrants across southern border since January amid a worldwide epidemic and economic crisis. According to what? According to federal data. What? Leaks. But who is leaking it to the Washington Post? Who? Shh, can't tell you. Who gave this data to Mike Lindell? Shh, can't tell you. Who's giving these people? Shut up. Nothing is happening. Go back to bed. It's happening all the time, people. That's all you need to know. Right there. All right. What do you guys think? Stevie Banana says, panic patriots are in control. What's happening at the foxhole? We have Joe Elaine says, there's a lot of leaks. Yes, there are. And Jim Bob says, it better fail or there will be a revolution. Okay, well, what else? Somebody says, all right, there's a hole in the bucket near Dear Liza. All right. What's going on Rumble? Okay, I don't see any. All right. Somebody says, okay, right, I'm checking out some of your comments. Nothing can stop what is coming. And Durham, let's go get this ball rolling, said. LT is saying. Well, to kind of wrap up tonight, we do have an update on the election fraud. Listen in, folks. On this, Arizona Senate addresses election investigation.
As he reviews results from the election audit, One America's Christina Bob has that story. Arizona State Senator Sonny Borelli, I have been getting so many questions about the Arizona audit, the results, what's happening now. Things have gone somewhat silent. What is the update?
Well, we turned everything over to the Attorney General, the unredacted information, because, you know, there's a lot of personal information that you, during the presentation back in September, that you really can't be putting people's names out there. So, you know, the whole unredacted report has gone to the Attorney General. And from what I understand, they are doing an investigation and they're going to confirm what we are finding. So hopefully they confirm our findings and that they see the same thing that we see. And like you say, we'll go from there. I mean, it's going to be an investigation like any law enforcement investigation. It's going to be methodical. They have to make sure that everything is right, because if they have to take this thing to court, they got to make sure that it's bulletproof. And I'm very confident in the election integrity unit on their investigation that they're going to do a thorough job. So I'm not worried about it. I'm actually very confident that this is going to come through the way it should. And
there's been a lot of concern from viewers and people that I've been talking to, and I've seen it on social media as well, about the settlement. That's
really the main part I want to show everybody. Criminal investigation has been opened up. That's the next step that we were waiting for. Boom. It is what it is. All right. What do you guys think? How's it going, Jay Adams? All right. Let's see. Somebody wants militias in Kinney County, Texas. Well, aren't people being deputized in Texas? Doyle's Girl says, did you see the link I posted earlier? Watch it when you leave here. All right. I don't know who you're talking to, but folks, a lot of you guys send links and, you know, share those links with the others that don't know. I don't need more information. How do you know if I haven't seen those links? But I get it. People want to share links. But think about me sending this to Bernie, what does that do for humanity? Not much. I spend my days looking at links. But, all right, I know a lot of people mean well. Here's really the bottom line. Maybe we'll end with this. Let's see. I love what Jim Jordan is saying, and this really wraps up what is happening. Jim Jordan, rare. Kyrie Irving, the basketball player, refuses to get a vaccine, right? Southwest Airlines, pilots. Chicago Police Union, parents at school board meetings, Delta Airlines, Dan Bongino, In-N-Out. Freedom is contagious. Boom. Gotta love that. This is what it's all about, people. Right there. It's happening everywhere. And then you could add to that list the double down events. Freedom is contagious. All right, folks. God bless you all. That wraps it up for me. Somebody says, how many kids are being saved from the abuse? We don't know. What did I say? This is a child level psychological holocaust. If you are children, you are traumatized, period. Unless you have a really good set of parents. And nobody on the left has good parents. Think about it. Very few. By definition, you have stupid parents if you're on the left. Think about it. Trump takes a day off. Nothing. Trump knows he dropped big bombs yesterday, right? Trump talking about, but someday soon, sane people will be back, right? Trump, again, I show everyone, my goal is to show people, I mean, from a logical perspective, that presidents that walk away and supposedly hand major republics the main republic that all of humanity is relying on for hope, the light of, I mean, I don't want to say light of the world because God's the light of the world, right? Like the song we were playing. But the United States is the hope of the world for freedom. So this guy from New York, we're led to believe he, even though he just said it again the other day, that he never conceded, we're led to believe that he handed this republic to the deep state, and he's just hoping to win 2024 now. Get out of my face. That doesn't line up with reality and logic and reason. So there it is. That is why he would say, but someday soon, sane people will be back and our country will be respected again. How do you know, sir? Ha ha. Laugh out loud. Either that or he's the biggest salesman liar ever to step foot in this country, people. Think about it. All right. That is it for tonight. Let's see. Somebody said 5G, the zombie switch. And if you have any questions, throw them out. Somebody says, all right, you rock. Okay, God bless you. Thank you. 300,000 sealed indictments. Ew. Well, it's under 300,000. It's just below 300,000. And some of you guys may have noticed I was on someone's show the other day, yesterday, I think it was. What is this? Clay Clark, right? And some people think that it's all about indictments. And like I said to him, I don't hang my hat on sealed indictments. I'm just acknowledging that they're real. Now, if you, whoever you may be, if you have evidence that the sealed indictments is not for real, this attorney information state by state, then you have to make your case. You can't create or label something a conspiracy by virtue of you creating your conspiracy. It doesn't work that way. That is true, by the way, also for this argument. I say that the Q drops were parked after, what, 2018, 2019, on DOD servers. I have an image to prove that. If you don't think that's true, you have to do some homework. Goodbye. If you tell me that my image is a Photoshop, which obviously it's not, with the IP addresses, you're the one that's got to prove to me that your argument that the Q drops were not on the DOD servers. Welcome to reality in life, people. This is about logic and reason. You cannot debunk someone and, again, label what they're saying conspiracy by virtue of you creating your conspiracy. It's never worked that way. You have to debunk it with facts, with something solid. All right. Somebody says, what channel was the interview? Anyone know? I couldn't even. Somebody named Clay Clark. Look it up. All right. Somebody says, what about the corrupt system incarcerating the people of January 6th? How are they getting away with this crime by locking these people up? My answer to that, Steve76, that is, when you solve the election fraud, that's just one crime. What about the election fraud? The election fraud is bigger than a couple people in a jail for January 6th. So why focus on this one thing? We are watching the systematic destruction of the old guard. That is the answer to that. I mean, if you think about it. Somebody said, I don't understand your question, Jay Adams. Are you something about concern as we is in the sealed containers offshore? I'm not concerned of any sealed containers offshore. What do you mean? I'm not sure what you mean by that. All right. Somebody says, okay, let's see here. What station? Okay, I already read that. What's happening? Somebody said, yes, I'm gone. TikTok 57, no show on Friday or Sunday. That's really all you need to remember. Right, this coming Friday. Somebody says, Clay Clark is a riot. I love that guy. Yeah, well, you know, he is definitely a riot, to say the least. All right, what else? And I do not know what he normally covers. I have no thoughts about what his material is all about. But he seems to know a lot about the right? The Great Reset. And I'm sure many other things. All right. All right, let's see here. Somebody says, why haven't they tried to recreate the caliphate yet? They're working on it. They're moving really quick. But they are already creating the proxy wars, if you're paying attention, in Afghanistan. That's what those recent stories were. They need the proxy war scenario because the proxy war scenario ensures the influx of money and weapons. That's a great topic, big topic if you think about it, the proxy wars. So they've already done several attacks. Oh, we don't know who did this. Maybe ISIS is claimed. That's the whole point. And we saw nothing but proxy wars during the Hussein years. 16-year plan. Somebody says, UN military, UN? Or did you mean US? DS0923. I think you meant US. US military coming? US military never really left. I think people are underestimating. Nobody read what regime changes have been happening for many decades. We are watching, I believe, a regime change right down the middle. So what is happening now, in many ways, is just another variety of a thing that they've been doing for a long time. Think about it. All right, let's see. Well, Bono says, Bernie, do you feel the judiciary will ultimately be restored to upholding the rule of law? Good question. Brand new republic, new government ruled for and by the people. Will it be the same judiciary? Good question. I believe that the end result of what is happening right now, it's either going to go, I said this last week, 2 weeks ago, it's either going to go through the legislatures, right? Through the legislative body, or it's going to go through the judiciary, Supreme Court. One of the two. Which one will it be? And the white hats have the enemy guessing. They're attacking Mike Lindell because Mike Lindell represents the judiciary route. Think about it. If Mike Lindell gets his way, and Colonel Waldron, all those guys, that's going to be a judiciary Supreme Court situation. Think about it. The judiciary branch. But if Arizona and Wendy Rogers and all those people get their way, that's a legislative branch. No court cases. We're just going to decertify. Boom. That's a lot more peaceful. So a part of me thinks they're going to go through the peaceful route. But then I believe that they may give the legislative branch a chance. And if they blow it up, they screw it up, then they're going to give the judiciary branch, judicial branch, the last at bat. And if they strike out, then military. Let that sink in. That's just my opinion. Ah, Kelly says, are you going to stop doing lives when Trump is back? Good question. I don't know. But things will probably change. Right? Things will change in the next few months. I said it before, right? I'm probably leaving Las Vegas. That's all I'm going to say right now. Stevie76 is back again with another question. Says, Bernie, do you feel like you aren't going to be able to confront right-wing deep state people this weekend? Do I feel like I'm not going to be able? I'm not sure of your question. The event that we're having is not about right-wing deep state. I'm not sure. I mean, Satan can always... It's like saying, Bernie, have you talked to Satan yet about having to attack you? I don't know what Satan's up to. Check with Satan. All right. Hot topic, says Bernie. What time does God and country start on 22nd? Check out the link. Let's see. Let's see what the answer to that is. To answer Hot Topic's question, I don't know. Sad, right there. 7 a.m. right there. Boom. Oh, well, breakfast. All right. So it starts at 9 a.m. for the speakers. Saturday, 9 a.m. Boom. All right. That was easy. And let's see. What else? Okay. As Jersey Girl says, most judges are corrupt. Well, Trump inserted a lot of judges. Then you have other judges that were not corrupt. So it's all about the judges. When you hear about certain rulings related to false flags of the past, it's all about the judges. The Obama judges are in place to protect previous false flag events. I'll be talking more about that in the members channel. What else? Let's see here. Let's see if anyone... see how the foxhole crowd is doing. Somebody says, all right, so climate change is a hoax. Okay. Thank you, Seabass, with the gifting the shades. All right. All right, let's see. I don't see any questions on the foxhole. And let's see. My friend was, all right, people were commenting. Is Space Force and Mike Lindell's cyber package on the 2020 election the same? Could be. I think nobody is focusing on NSA. Focus on the Q group. The police of the NSA. Snowden's enemies. Research. Logical thinking, look it up on your own. Right? We talked about on the members channel that attacking the Q group was seen by the Q team as a direct attack. The Snowden series was bombshell. If you, I need to re, what I will do on the members side, I can't do it on the live stream, is to redo the Snowden series. Coming soon. Be on the lookout for bombshell multiple series on the members' site. And I put stuff out on the members' channel because people are supporting the channel either annually with a few bucks a year or monthly, either way. And, you know, that's the idea of the members' channel. Right? Be aware of that. All right. Somebody says, there will be a lot to talk about. All right, Master Builder. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, be on, pray for Donna, our moderator. She needs our prayer. She's having surgery and she's having other complications. Just be aware. I don't want to get into details. You know, I don't think it's my business unless she wants me to say. But be aware, folks, that let's pray for Donna. She needs all of our prayers right now. All right? So let's pray that God will heal Donna and, you know, give her the energy and the power, give her the strength that she needs to make it through her current challenge. Okay, let's see. Okay, what else? So no live show this weekend. Correct. S. Jersey Girl. Check out the live. Oh, I mean, again, there is a charge. Be aware, folks, right? While in the next several days, be, you know, come to MAGAinfo.tv. Boom. Get your three-day package, right? You could try it out for 3 days. Those could be the 3 days of the event. Free trial. Strategy. Hints. Think about it. I'll just leave it at that. You can watch the events, which is more than a Truth and Art TV live stream. You're going to be hearing from a lot of very interesting human beings. You know, a lot of great patriots, right? Office, run, burn, laugh out loud. Never. Somebody said, all right, same person. Is Harry hiding? All right. I'm not sure what you mean, Steve76 says. On the members channel, you sounded like you weren't going to be able to say what you wanted. That's not true. I don't know where you're getting that, Steve. What else? Alan C. says, Bernie, how are we going forward with the debt, I think is what you meant, after Trump removes the Federal Reserve. I wouldn't be able to answer that. I mean, I think the dollar would collapse first. By definition, the debt would go away, right? I'm not a financial expert, but that doesn't require any expertise, right? Bernie, why did you leave medicine? Complications with the licensing exam, about 15 doctors. None of us, we were all blocked from passing. It was a complicated political situation at the time when I was in anesthesia. So I took a year off, 2 years off. And then it became 3 years, 4 years. And then I was going to come back, but there were some other issues. And I realized that that door was closed. I mean, I could go back now, but I think that it was, I felt that God didn't want me to go back into medicine. So it was an inadvertent situation that had brand new circumstances. It was some, at the time, California did not allow doctors to continue, in their service, in their jobs without having the license, and I didn't have a license at the time. Whew. All right, what else? Somebody says Space Force. What about it? Okay, somebody says, Bernie, will crypto be the new currency, do you think? I don't think so. I think crypto will always be a backup secondary currency. That's my opinion. But it's a people invest in it, like those sponsor ads, and just in treating it like a stock, strictly. And investing in cryptos doesn't mean that you are using cryptos. Two different things. All right? But I'm not a crypto. I mean, I'm not an expert in financial questions. All right? Right now, another crypto question. All right. Where is Snowden? Hey, good question, Stevie Bananas. I think Snowden is in Russia somewhere. And I think Snowden is laying low. He knows that nothing can stop what is coming. And don't forget that it's not impossible that Snowden may get a deal from the Patriots that he can't refuse. Like, we'll spare your life and give you life in prison if you do this, this, and this. There's a lot happening behind the scenes with Snowden. They might, but I don't think he'll get anything less than life in prison, if you ask me. Somebody, Patriot Kelly says, you think Trump is waiting for financial collapse before he comes back. I think he's waiting until they tell him the time is, I think, but overall, not just Trump, but the White House, I think they're waiting for full devolution, full collapse of the United States, to where people are on the verge, people are crying, and I think it's going to get really bad. Good question. KK91 says, Bernie, will your next member series be about climate change? I will do a climate change. I thought about doing that next, so question mark. All right, don't forget, people, when you're talking about Snowden, as I posted on Gab, I think it was last night, don't forget that years ago, the deep state had their version of the Q drops. Anonymous, remember that one? Deep state, CIA's anonymous. We don't forget. We will be back. You know, all this stuff with the covered up faces. So be aware. Maybe we'll talk about that more some other time. All right. What else? A lot of people are chiming in on DLive, even though there's usually a lot more people watching on Rumble. So maybe the Rumble crowd is getting, maybe they don't like what I'm saying. Maybe they're, I don't know, right? Triggered? I don't know. But, all right, what else? Gerd Dungle says Bernie. How will the Patriots clean up the mess from the border and Afghanistan infiltration? I like what Matt Gaetz in Florida was saying the other day. Mass deportation must occur. Which Trump has done that before, right? Mass deportation. Especially these criminals from Afghanistan. Come on, guys. Laughable. They have to get in line, period. There's a right way of getting into the United States. None of them meet that criteria. God bless you. All right. G. Fuentes. All right. So I'm just going to take a couple more questions and then we'll wrap, right? All right. Let's see. I'm looking at some other. I need to scroll down because there's a lot of comments here. Yeah, Winston O2 says, Bernie, what do you think about JFK Sr. killer information coming out on October 26th? Let's see what happens. I'm not aware of that, but I guess I am now. If it's coming from the Biden crime team, it's going to be right up there with the 9/11 information. No big deal. Nothing burger. All right. Okay. Boy, I didn't realize there were that many comments on DLive. All right. I'm rushing through some of your comments. All right. Let me get to more recent comment. Let me scroll to the bottom here. All right. Let's see here. Okay, well, maybe somebody says, where's Julian? All right, he's right. That's another big issue. Good question. I mean, he's had a couple hearings, right? And we know he's being protected. That being Julian Assange, right? Somebody else is asking, what do you think will happen with Assange? Remember, that's another thing that Trump did not do anything about. So I believe the Assange situation, it's all about timing. They would have rolled him out now before Trump leaves. He probably would be in big trouble right now. So I think he's being protected. That may have been one of the reasons why Trump had secret meetings with the Queen and all that. I mean, think about it. All right, and all right, maybe we'll leave it at that. Hopefully that answers some questions. I'm glad that people are asking about Snowden and climate change and Assange. You know, I think these are good topics. Inglet says, Bernie, can you define Group C and D? I missed a show. I've only been talking about it for 4 years. I consider the left-wing media, A, B, C, D is all arbitrary. You could put in your own letters. But with the nomenclature or the breakdown that I've created, in my arbitrary breakdown, Group C is the left-wing, Satan's left-wing media. And Group D is CIA's alternative media, unverified news. And mixed, a lot of it is legit. And I'll leave you guys with this. Somebody just asked about Group ABCD. I talk a lot about the alternative media because if the alternative media was really a threat to the deep state would have dismantled, they would have banned every alternative media channel way back in 2008, people, during the Obama years. 2010, 2011, 2012, they would have wiped out all the alternative media channels the way they wiped out all the Q channels. Sometimes you just have to think of it logically. All right? But they didn't. But they did put all of their panic on AJ. Think about it. AJ. That should make you think. And I've said it many times. And Steve Pachenik, he's come out and said it right to your face. But people are not able to process logical information. So I'll share it quickly in case anyone gets what I'm saying. The white hats that created the Intel drops, before there was Q drops, they had to find somewhere to drop their information. And what they did on several occasions, on quite a few occasions, the white hats were like, Mr. AJ, we have this so-and-so with information. I'm so-and-so. AJ, I'm letting you know what is happening. The white hats were using AJ, the same way they used the drops, which is why the Satan's mainstream media, they were allowing the alternative media to thrive while panicking about AJ. Logical thinking eliminates emotional nonsense. Think about it. Did I say everything AJ puts out is real? I didn't say that. Did I say AJ is not controlled? I didn't say that. Logical thinking. This is not about, I love this person or none of that stuff. You got to reflect on the 8 years of Obama. Look how the deep state was reacting to AJ. Think about it. While he was having every other day, right? One colonel after another, total military type guys coming on AJ to get the word out. Common sense. All right. KK91 says, how come the enemy is so stupid? Well, all they want is power. Think of the enemy as someone at a dinner table that is hungry and they see food in front of them and all they have to do is hold off and say a prayer, but they can't. They have to dive in. They're starving for this power. They cannot think straight. They're being driven by their lower brain. All right. That wraps it up for me. God bless you all. Think about it. Good questions. Thank you for giving me a chance to look at some good questions. Joe 5 says, do you believe that Nuremberg will be applied, right, for those traitors who commit crime against humanity? I hope so. I think that the virus operation is going to be a shocker. And that is why I think it'll be beyond biblical. Remember, we were told many, many times that it was going to be biblical. I wouldn't have believed it. I don't think that the Russiagate could become biblical. But the virus, crimes against humanity, every one of us, we could see that one being biblical. Think about it. So when I think virus operation, Nuremberg Code violation, all of us should be thinking, wow, biblical. Boom. All right. God bless you all. I'll see you guys on the other side. I'll be back on Monday, hopefully. I should be back Monday with a recap. You know, we'll see what's going on, right? But I may put up a video here or there, whether it's on the member channel or on Rumble and BitChute and all that, a recorded video. Never rule it out that I'll drop a quick video, right? But it won't be live. That's one thing. But be on the lookout for other videos that, you know, recorded videos. All right. God bless you all. Enjoy your days. Tune in. We'll see you guys. Right, Winston, everybody. God bless you all. Thank you, everybody. Oh, those of you on Rumble and, you know, the Foxhole crowd. God bless you. Share this message with someone that you know. And I'll see you guys. Hope to see some of you guys come out. Bobby Rose. Bobby. Correct. Pablo.